A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, I charge you before God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who gave testimony under Pontius Pilate for the noble profession, to keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the blessed and only ruler will be made manifest at the proper time. The King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, and to whom no human being has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal power. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Come with joy into the presence of the Lord. Come with joy into the presence of the Lord. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Come with joy into the presence of the Lord. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. His we are. His people, the flock he tends. Come with joy into the presence of the Lord. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. And come in with joy into the presence of the Lord. For his is good, the Lord, whose kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Come with joy into the presence of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. May Almighty God, may the Lord, a reading from the Holy Gospel, according to St. Luke, glory to you, O Lord. When a large crowd had gathered with people from one town after another journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After saying this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." Then his disciples asked him what the meaning of the parable might be. They answered, "Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but not to the rest. They are made known through the parables, so that they may look but not see, and hear but not understand. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are the ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, that they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. But they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but they go along and they are choked by the anxieties and riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm coming to you this morning from a hotel in Hartford, Connecticut, and I'm getting ready to speak at a men's conference here. God willing, I'll be back in Erie tonight. Anyway, we hear the Word of God today, and the Word of God tells us explicitly about the seed and how to bear fruit. And when Jesus talks to us about the parables, he's trying to teach us a truth, but he's covering it in a way that we can take it. Huh? And so when he talks about fruit, as you've heard me say a million times, when we're talking about fruit, fruit is what we bear for other people, not what we bear for ourselves. A tree does not bear fruit that it can eat. It bears fruit so other people can eat. Now, the seed from that fruit is planted and can bear fruit for others and give more trees. So when God's talking to us about the kingdom, are we ones that persevere and persevere and persevere to bear fruit for others, to bear fruit for God, to live our life for others? Because that's ultimately shows us what we believe. You know, again, we're beyond just saying, "Oh yeah, I believe in Jesus, that'll save me." That ain't what Jesus says. We have to bear fruit for the kingdom. We have to bear fruit for others. If we are truly people who follow Jesus Christ, then let's persevere in bearing fruit. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.